Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here. It's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. It's where you can find us. We've got an e-news that we send out every few weeks, and you can subscribe to that. There's some really cool things in it about what's happening in and around our region. It is a great day to be alive, and so you should be encouraged in your faith. I don't know what narrative you're listening to, but the narrative of Jesus is good news. And you're going to love my special guest today, the CEO of Christians Against Poverty, Rosie Kendall. It's great to have you on the program today.
Thank you for having me, Rick. Great
Fantastic.
To be here.
It is. It's good to be with you. I mean, I would imagine, Rosie, Christian Against Poverty, or CAP, more affectionately known, is quite well known to our listeners, but for some it may not be.
Yeah.
And it's a national organisation.
That's right.
Based here in Newcastle, started here in Newcastle.
That's right.
Back in, I don't know when, was it the late 90s?
Well, here in Australia, launched in the year 2000.
2000,
so
I was
that
close.
That makes the maths really easy, so it's 23 this year.
23 years, and really shifted and changed over those years. I mean, came out of the UK, which is where you're from.
It is. So I came out here in 2013. But
good decision.
Yeah, CAP UK was launched in 1996. So only 4 years into that journey, they decided to launch here in Australia. And there was a local businessman, local church, mm-hmm. and that really wanted to invest and get CAP started here. And they were in Newcastle. So that's why we're here.
I remember it. I remember it very well, actually. I think it started in an office not too, about the same size of what we're in Cardiff.
Yes, it did.
And then I think it moved out to the crossroads there at Glendale.
That's right.
And now in the city. And so things have emerged. I mean, a lot. It's interesting, those pioneering days. And it's just part of the DNA of this region. There's many things that have emerged. That have started small and then gone national. And this is one of those stories, which is really, really cool. Just give us a little bit of a snapshot for our listeners that may not be fully familiar with Christians Against Poverty. And then so that might touch on where it's been, but also then we'll touch on where it's going, which is really exciting.
Wonderful. So we'll all know more and more now of people living in financial distress, and that has been an issue and a problem probably that's been more underground in years gone by, and it's becoming more and more kind of, we know now
it's
that
prolific.
There are people living in financial distress. But ultimately, CAP was birthed to help the church help people in financial distress.
Awesome.
And right back in its early days, that was predominantly around helping people out of unmanageable debt. And really, CAP has been grappling for the last 20 years with how do we most effectively equip the church to help people meaningfully, practically, spiritually around this area of finance in their community. And for many, many years done that through what we would call debt centres. But over the last 3 years, and we'll go into talking about this, we've emerged with something new that's really, one, bringing transformation, but two, is really equipping churches to be able to be doing something practical for people.
But I would have think that the last few years with the pandemic and then now we're on the verge of interest rises and all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
You know, what was unseen just become very visible and tangible. And I would imagine that's been your story on people that you're listening to that are getting in touch with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you work in this space for anyone listening that works with vulnerable people that are in financial difficulty, it's hard to imagine that people don't know that this kind of stuff is going on. But I think over the last 3 years, what we've seen is how financially vulnerable actually most of us are.
Yeah.
That we're only one job loss away. We're, you know, kind of partner being unwell and losing their job, or even a death in the family, or a divorce, you know, kind of family breakdown. These small things, well, I suppose big things, but kind of just one change away actually yeah. can drastically change our financial situations. And COVID showed us that, I think, in that actually it brought it closer to home. And I think what we're seeing now with the crisis of how much we're spending on our household, especially with, as you've said, the interest rates rising, people are feeling more and more vulnerable all the time. One of the most recent stats that came out, which I find fascinating, is that only one in five Australians currently feel financially stable. So that's four out of five feel unstable in their finances. And so that means that that's either us, or it's our neighbour, or it's someone we know. And so, as you've just said, I think that what was invisible kind of went on maybe behind closed doors is starting to be something that we're seeing much more kind of readily in the community and the people that we know.
That's amazing. Four in five are unstable in that world. And it just affects everything. When your hands are tied and you're just battling to pay a bill, put food on the table for that week, pay rent, pay mortgage, whatever it is, it's a debilitating world, actually, isn't it?
It is, and I think we'll all recognise how much finances affect everything. You know, it's often if we've got a bill that we can't pay, that's the thing that stops us from sleeping, or it's the thing that causes arguments in our relationships, or it causes stress. You know, the amount of times that we talk to families who aren't talking to a family member. Normally, finances is at the root of that. And so finances really do kind of touch on so many different parts of our lives. And spiritually, I think that our financial health and how we feel towards our own money also talks to who we are, our identity, how content we are, what we want, how we spend money, why we spend money. There's so much of the spiritual realm, I think, attached with our financial health too.
Because it's embarrassing for us to ask for help.
Yeah, it is. And none of us like talking about money either.
None of us like asking for help because it's a humbling thing to do. And I guess there's some encouragement for our listeners. If you're in a place where you're financially struggling and challenged, there is help and there is support. And I think there's good news, and that's what Cap brings to the table for the church. Right around the nation, you guys are floating around everywhere.
Yeah, so nationally, and especially here in Newcastle, got a relatively good footprint with churches trained and that can help people. People can head to the website and have a look there at what we might be able to offer. But ultimately, the aim is that we put people in touch with a local church, and that it's the local church that are providing that support on the ground with the tools and skills to be able to either signpost people to other services or be able to walk alongside them in their financial journey, build a budget, ask questions about their spending, and really just be able to walk alongside each other in that journey through to financial well-being.
Brilliant. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. My special guest today is the CEO of Christians Against Poverty.
That's us.
CAP, Rosie Kendall. Rosie, I think that's brilliant what you do, because you're just equipping and empowering everyday believers.
That is the aim, you and me.
To be useful in reaching out to people that are in vulnerable places.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm a money mentor, so that's what we would call the church-based volunteers that we're training. It's for us, it's really important, certainly through this emergence, that we're training the church to do the work of the church, and that's rather than it running like a, you know, they're not running a CAP program, we're giving them the skills and tools, and also hopefully the confidence that if they find themselves in a complex situation, they can call us. We're the experts. We can kind of be the support team for churches so that they can be in the fringes and be helping people that are more vulnerable. And often, especially pastors will tell us that it's often financial difficulties that people will come into the church and ask for help, and they're often out of their depth to know how to help. And so we're hopefully giving the church more confidence and competence to help people that are in financial distress. But yeah, your point is a good one, that kind of we're aiming on ordinary Christians. I mean, I'm a money mentor. I actually saw a participant on Monday afternoon, and yeah, if I can do it, anyone can do it.
You mentioned money mentors, and that's part of the new fabric of where CAP's emerging into. Historically, it's done some significant things, but like everything, there's different things on the landscape now. The government's offering different support.
Correct.
You know, they've become smarter at knowing what some of the needs are and funding those sort of needs. Mm. And so just share with us a little bit about where CAP's heading to be really relevant to fill in gaps.
Yeah.
There's present things around in community, but there's gaps. And
I think that really speaks to the emergence and the change that CAP has been through, in that it felt really important for us that we asked ourselves the question, what is it that CAP can help the church with that actually fulfills a need within within society, rather than trying to replicate other professional services or trying to replicate other government-run things? Yep. Actually, what is the role of the church, and what are those gaps that the church can fill? And I think when we looked at that, talked to churches, also looked at social services sector, actually how we would describe it as the white spaces between services is where the church can really serve. Mm-hmm. The church is a place, one, with unconditional love and is ready to open its doors from a community sense and has such a wealth of social fabric to provide people. But it also isn't conducted by a program or we can help you if you fulfill this kind of criteria, or we can see actually the church can meet with anyone and not be kind of bound by those things. So, and the most important thing for us is to give the church the skills to know what professional services are out there so that they can actually link people up with professionals where they need it, but really to provide relational support with people's financial situation, someone to talk to about their money, someone to actually open up some of the things. One of the first things that we do with participants is talk about their money story, and that's a super powerful thing. How has money been dealt with in our home? How has our past relationships affects our current spending? And really just working through things of identity, things of faith, things of spirituality around our money. And then super practically, how do we put a budget together? How do we make it balance? Actually empowering people to call up, often people, you know, are kind of behind on utilities or they rent, and when those things are happening, it can become overwhelming. And so having someone sat next to you when you phone those people or you reach out to those or other organisations, ultimately a friend to walk you through those things is ultimately what most people need.
Because it's a challenge to keep on top of it. I mean, even once you get on top of it, it can spiral pretty quickly because it's just it's a never-ending, always approaching you, and it can be quite daunting. I think one of the beauties of this, because, I mean, you know, within church, if we talk within church and then within community, beyond church, there's great needs. And this, there's a need for money mentors within the church. But one of the beauties of this is it's a connection point. And I don't know many churches and pastors that don't want to connect with their community.
Absolutely. They all do.
But it's a very tangible, practical go-to to equip people to connect beyond church as well.
Absolutely. And, I mean, ultimately what we're wanting to try and do is give the church the confidence to move into those spaces and to feel like actually that is a space that they can be in. There's been loads of research over the last few years, in particular by McCrindle, looking at, well, outside of the church, what does society see as the church's role? One of the biggest things that they would say is to care for the poor and to be a place that people can go to if they're in difficulty, and yet actually they're not seeing the church move into that space. And I suspect that, you know, we've lost a lot of trust in the church, and I think that there is an opportunity in this cultural moment when financial distress is so prevalent in the community for the church to build trust in the community by being a safe place for people in financial distress.
I love it. That's brilliant. You're exactly right, actually. Exactly. Rosie, just speak to maybe the church leader, the church member, the pastor that might be listening. Just speak to them about engagement and why CAP.
Well, I think that previously CAP has been quite expensive, so that's put people off. We've kind of reduced. It's very affordable to partner with us. Ultimately, we're wanting to make it as free and as accessible as possible. And I think that you've, as you've just said, Rick, I think that everyone wants to do something. I think we all see the need, but we don't know how. It kind of somehow falls in the too hard basket or falls in the, I really want to do something, but I'm not sure how. I would say allow CAP to start that conversation with you. We see part of our role is to actually just talk and to open conversations with pastors to say, okay, well, what are you doing now? And that might start with us helping you put some, a sermon series together, or it might look like us sharing resources that you can at least start moving congregation or yourself towards, actually, how do I start grappling with helping people within my community, my neighbour that's shared something about their financial distress? And so, yeah, I mean, I think that it's never easy to love vulnerable people. I can't tell you it's going to be super easy, but I can tell you that it will be transformational for you and the people that you're walking alongside.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Rosie, just finally for our listeners, what is it that stirs you every morning to get you out of bed?
I think it's the power of the church and what Jesus can do in people's lives, and the connection that Jesus really can bring transformation, but that transformation comes through us who know him, taking him to the vulnerable places, to the places that Jesus isn't known and isn't real and isn't experienced. And if we as Christians can really allow our faith to deeply penetrate our heart and take it and take him, take Jesus to those places, the power of transformation through the church, there are 11,000 churches in Australia, like the radical transformation that that could mean to our nation is mind-blowing. And so when you kind of just even glimpse that for a second, it's worth pursuing.
Beautiful. Inspiring. Rosie, it's been wonderful having you on the program.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Hey, go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. Keep an eye on our e-news, and I'm sure there'll be something about Christians Against Poverty. Reach out to these guys. This could be a point of engagement for you personally and your church in your location to really move into a space and place that neither Jesus wants to be present in, and you could be him with flesh on. It's been wonderful being with you again, and I'm looking forward to joining you again soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.